Welcome. It's Thursday night, and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollerin, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and thanks for joining us here. You're listening to Psychic Viewpoints, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening we're going to be discussing, it's finally here, Dark Forces, our special guest, Bill Bean. This is the show that we were supposed to do a couple of weeks back, but we ran into some technical difficulties. Very disappointed, not only our host, but our listeners, because we were looking so forward to having Bill on. I talked to him immediately. He groveled, begged me to come back on the show. Okay, that's not true. But we were able to get him for tonight, and I'm so thrilled. So we'll tell you about Bill's story here coming up in just a little bit. It's truly amazing, and you're really going to want to listen to what it is he has to say. But before we get started, join me in welcoming my hosts. First, Maureen. Hello, Maureen.
Hello. Oh, I'm not echoing.
I was waiting for the echo. I know you were echoing earlier.
I was going to go, hello, 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 Bobby.
Nothing like needing to be heard twice on the same thing.
Yeah, my voice.
Oh, I'm so, yeah, here it comes. So what's going on? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I missed you last week. I can say, talk for all of us girls. I'm really sorry, guys, if you can hear me echoing. We all missed you, boys, okay? But I would like to address immediately the winners for last week, Anton's book. And Bobby, do you know about that, what we did?
I don't know for sure, but I think the gist is that our guest obviously wrote a book, and you guys were giving a couple of copies away.
Exactly, Anton St. Martin. And sure. So I wanted to announce the winners right now, and I will announce them also a little bit later. But the winners for the, Anton's book is Joanne and TR. And Anton will be getting in touch with you both and for your contact information, and he'll go from there with you. So congratulations.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Great, thank you. So, all right, Maureen, so tell us a little bit about you and what you do and what, you know, where you were born and if there's been any major mental illnesses in your family or anything like that. So,
I'm an echoer, and and it's better than shape-shifting. And so, yes, I'm not echoing now. Isn't that funny? Yes, I work at PsychicAccess.com with all my lovely co-host as well that we all do. We are all in cahoots there. And I'm a well-versed in tarot, and I love my work, and I help people in the direction that they're going in. And I'm not a fortune teller, but I do have a very remarkable degree of objectivity. As I echo on the end. Thank you, Bobby.
So you're not a fortune teller. So the simple resemblance factor of you and that lady that they have on the pier in the wooden box is just purely coincidental.
You know, they have some people in Venice Beach, I'll tell you that much.
All right, next up, our other wonderful co-host, Brenda. How are you?
Greetings.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you, Bobby? It's good to have you back.
Hi, thank you. I think our Skype is, we're going to do the same thing again. You know, it's only when we talk about dark forces. Isn't that interesting?
You know, the dark forces be with us, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Yeah, we're starting to echo all just
out. Okay.
Yeah, but so tell me about yourself, your lovely self. You guys had a good show last week, then?
We did. It was girls' night, and we had a lot of fun. And then today, I'm just happy that we're all together again. And I also work on psychicaccess.com.
Shut up. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. This is true. What, you don't know that by now?
I actually call you secretly.
Okay.
I come to the chat room and get readings all the time from you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a straight-up predictive psychic. And I specialize in dates, times, and places. And I'm just happy I can be here today because I had my street cell blocked off because of a fire. So I was lucky to get home.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're glad to have you here. And glad that And our next host, Steve. How are you, Steve?
I'm very well, thank you, Bobby. How are you?
Well, okay. You realize that the fact that you and I were not here last week, girls apparently can do it all by themselves.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't as good.
So tell us about yourself, Steve. You've had a wonderful week, and tell us about what it is that you do for us here at Psychic Access.
Absolutely. Well, like you, I'm a psychic medium. I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics, so I do use tarot, and I'm particularly interested in astrology as well.
Very good. All right. Thanks very much. So, without further ado, let me just read a brief history moment about Bill and his family. It was back in 1970 when Bill and his family moved into a modest three-bedroom ranch-style house. It was located in Glen Burnie, Maryland. The community was called Harrisdale, and Bill recalled his first memories of the house as just being frightening. He said it had a very foreboding and ominous feel from the start. What the family didn't know is that the demonic forces had already occupied the new home. Bill had stated, "My family was literally torn apart by an evil force that coexisted among us. The activity began as noises gradually escalated, violent physical attacks on us by the entities." So in his Dark Force, Bill Dean painfully describes in terrifying detail the events that tormented his family. It's disturbed some of the content. There's very powerful message in what Bill has to say. Hope, faith, and how it's affected his readers in a positive way. So Bill has been anointed in the area of spiritual warfare, deliverance ministry that addresses anything from obsession to oppression and demonic spirits. He's also a people builder. His new lecture topic for Breaking the Chains is about empowering people to be the best that they can be in mind, body, and spirit. And his ministry has reached thousands of people all over the world. So without further ado, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Bean.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on with you guys. And I apologize for the previous time that I was supposed to come on and for the misunderstanding there. And I'm just so happy to be on with you now.
Well, we're happy to. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And you just have no idea the amount of expectancy and people just waiting for you to be on the show. We just absolutely couldn't wait. So tell me, I guess we have to start at the beginning, or where is it that you like to start? You have told this story thousands of times. And,
yeah.
I mean, to be just like the normal interviewer and just take you all the way back to where all this started, I think we understand you went through some horrifying experiences. But it takes, I think, a strong person to come after those experiences, learn the things that they do, and give back from that. I think it's one thing to survive. But then when you survive, start giving to other people, let's talk about the life-changing moment between healing, feeling to share, express, and help people from this experience.
Yeah, it's just... you know, I often say I'm a walking miracle from God. It really, there's no other way to put it. To come from where I was to where I'm at now is quite miraculous, and each and every day is a blessing. And I can never thank God and praise Him enough for what He's done for me, and I always pray each and every day that He works through me to be a blessing to someone else. And it's just been an amazing journey. And in a strange way, I believe that God allowed some of these things to happen because I could not be where I'm at right now had I not experienced some of those things.
So that's very interesting. I believe that God allowed this to happen. I mean, sometimes aren't things just these types of things happen and then God work it out afterwards? Or believe that God was fully conscious of all taking place and just not to step in? Or what? What have you? What's that dialogue taken place with yourself?
Well, it just makes me wonder. You know, again, I'm not God. I can't speak or think for Him. However, it makes me wonder if each one of us. You know, and I do believe this, that maybe each one of us have a roadmap laid out before us, before we come into the world. And, you know, by our free will, we can follow that path or we can choose to go our own way or follow a different path. But it does make me wonder if God did lay a path out and groundwork for me, you know, upon coming into the world, that... you know, that I would be in this very position that I'm in right now in helping people.
And what is the best message it is that you think and believe or have come to find out? I mean, I'm, you know, it's like most when you get on stage and you start flowing and you start writing a book and you start talking about it, I know that everything begins to flow and that somehow the message becomes more evolved, doesn't it? It just tends to grow into different things. Where was the message back then and what was it as to compare to where it's at today, or has it even changed at all for you?
Yeah, well back then, you know, I mean, I was 4 years old when we moved into the house, and you know, again, the house, a three bedroom ranch style home located in Glen Burnie, Maryland, a community called Herondale. And you're exactly right in your description that you know, our first, my recollections and my sister's as well, were frightening ones. You know, and so we knew something was wrong from the very beginning. But it goes, actually, it goes much further back. You know, in my first book, Dark Force, that's how I opened the book, because that's what I knew at the time. Then after writing Dark Force, I had, was given additional information that my mother and her siblings also suffered paranormal, supernatural experiences in their childhood. And I think it goes much further back than that. I really believe that someone on my mother's side of the family did something to conjure these dark forces. And that's, you know, and that dark force actually led us to the house in Glen Burnie, Maryland, where evil was already present and manifest. And that's why it was so severe, because I feel that the area has an evil influence as well. To this very day, I still get messages from people in the area telling me about their experiences, the things that they have experienced, or the things that they are currently experiencing. Last year, I went back to the area, not far from that house, on the behalf of a family in need, and I engaged in over 4 hours of spiritual warfare in the home, casting demons out and cleansing the home, and I'm happy to tell you that things have been peaceful ever since, and I praise God for that. But that's just one of many things, and thousands of people that I have, God has worked through me to help in some way, shape, or form. Tomorrow I will be doing an over-the-phone deliverance, tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. So, you know, again, moving into the house, my mom was the first to have an experience. It took place while she was unpacking boxes and organizing. My dad had taken us, and I have an older sister and younger brother. He had taken us with him to his parents' house for the day to allow my mother to unpack and organize without us bothering her. And it was in the course of her doing this that she felt a presence, and she thought that it was my dad who had snuck back into the house to play a joke on her. and she spun around fully anticipating seeing him, and her, you know, amazement and shock, nothing was there. So she was taken aback by it, and eventually able to collect herself, but wasn't long after that that one of the bedroom doors slammed shut by itself, and that was enough to make her go outside and wait until we returned. So that's where it began, and then it gradually escalated into violent physical attacks on us by these demonic entities.
That's just, it's crazy, and especially, I mean, the depth of finding out that this affected your mom when she was younger, like this, like for generations this has been going on. So it leads
Absolutely.
Me to believe a couple of different things, or at least, I don't know, draw a couple of conclusions from that, which I'm sure that you have as well. So one of them, you said that maybe somebody in the past had conjured up this. Are you thinking that was a family member, or do you think that your family was just simply like had been haunted for generations?
I think it was a family member, and I'm not prepared to say who or what or when. But I think it was a family member, and I think that that doorway was opened, and you know, I think that negative force came upon the family, and you know, that's why it was so severe. That's why, you know, I think these forces merged and you know, greatly contributed to the destruction of my family. I have very little family left now.
Wow. Do you believe this was a, and again, it's not important that you tell us who, for the purposes of the interview, but do you think it was, you said it was a family member, or do you think it was somebody against your family that did this?
It's, but now again, this goes way, 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 way back. So, you know, certainly, you know, we're talking, could be 60, 70 years back. I mean, we're talking way back. But I was told that it was a family member, so again, without really knowing the answer, it is possible that it was a family member that did this, and again, the family has suffered, you know, greatly over the years, and then both sides of the family have really suffered as well, and many tragedies and untimely deaths and things of that nature have taken place. And I found, actually, I found some disturbing anomalies in some old family photographs that my mom had, and after her tragic passing, my sister had gotten those photographs, and she had them for years, and it was back in 2005, I believe. She had given me some of those photographs, and I looked through some of them, and I found some very, very disturbing, bizarre anomalies in some of these photos, and if you visit BillBean.net, click on Supernatural Photos, and you can see some of these for yourself. And in one of the photographs, which was taken in 1968, you know, 2 years prior to moving into that house, it is a photo of my sister and I. You know, I'm 2, and she was 11 at the time, and we are seated behind a toy piano. And to her far left is this very large and tall black hooded figure. And I've had, you know, I've engaged in battle with hooded, a black hooded entity with red eyes many times over the years. And so here we have this hooded entity, very prominent in the photograph, in 1968, 2 years prior to moving into the house. So that, you know, shows us that, you know, something bizarre and supernatural and paranormal was taking place, you know, long before moving into the house.
Yeah. Which is just, it's got to be just mind-blowing to find that out. I mean, here you are thinking that this is happening to you, and then all of a sudden to find out that this has been buried, not buried, but I mean the depth of it, going back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just adds so many layers, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and my mom, she suffered more than any other person I've ever seen in my life. You know, she suffered so much. By all accounts, my parents were happy. They were good people. They were married in 1956. My sister was born in 57. And she had some happy childhood recollections. And then, you know, again, in moving into the house in 1970, I was 4. My brother was 1. And we don't have any happy childhood recollections, I'm sorry to say. And, you know, things begin to deteriorate, you know, right from the start. And my mom, not long after moving in, had developed high blood pressure, which led to a series of strokes, which ultimately led to kidney failure. So she was very, very ill the entire time of living in the house. My dad, who I saw as a heroic type of figure, a very good, hardworking family man, someone that I revered, very much wanted to be like, his character began to change for the worse, I'm sorry to say. And he had gone from, and my parents were social drinkers. They did enjoy family gatherings, and, you know, so they did drink socially. However, not long after, you know, my dad began to drink very heavily, and he was a contractor, very blessed and gifted man. You know, he had amazing gifts to where he should have been highly successful in life and should have flourished, and we as a family should have flourished with him. And his story alone is very sad and tragic, but, you know, he began to drink very heavily. I feel that he was under a spiritual attack at that time. And he had gone from being this good, hardworking family man, you know, he had dramatically changed into a raging alcoholic who began to physically abuse my mother on a regular basis between 1973 and 1975, nearly killing her on several occasions.
That's just crazy. I mean, where did you even start to get the idea to change something, or where did you get the strength or the inspiration? Where was that moment? Because again, this proves a couple of things, doesn't it? Especially the depth that this goes back in your family, and the fact that you were able to somehow consciously, out of all of your family, you being, and I guess I can tell, it may be psychically, but can tell that there may be one other person in the family, maybe two, who kind of got the idea of to fight this or break the chain, which is kind of the expression that you've used. Mm-hmm. But you are the one that's doing it. And where does that inspiration come from, or how does that even begin? When did that start for you?
Well, I have to tell you that, you know, as these events continued to unfold, and I had suffered many physical attacks in the house over the years. My mom suffered far more than me, and she suffered these physical attacks up until the time of her untimely death. So we were defeated, you know, we were absolutely defeated mentally, spiritually, and physically, and I say that, Dark Force, and it is true. You know, we were just existing. My dad left us in 75. He left us in such a horrible way. Left us without any money. We ended up losing the house. And that's the most frequently asked question, you know, why did you stay? Well, my mother was a very proud and private woman, and she didn't want to burden anyone, and her mom wanted us to come stay with her, but she and my step-grandfather would share a one-bedroom apartment, so, you know, she wouldn't do that. And her sister wanted us to come stay with her, but she had 8 children and a husband, and again, my mother wasn't going to be a burden to anyone. So the house was auctioned off in the front yard. I'll never forget it. I witnessed it. And the man that bought the house in the public auction knew of my mother's circumstances and allowed us to stay there on a pay-as-you-can-when-you-can basis. So that's how and why we stayed. So things progressively got worse, you know, and it had gotten to the point where my mom had to sleep in with us because she was being attacked. She couldn't even sleep in her bed anymore. You know, this was after my dad departed. And we had to go on welfare, you know. So, again, this was all part of just being destroyed mentally, spiritually, and physically. So we lived that way for such a long time. And it wasn't until 1979, at the age of 13, that I had a visit with my Uncle Clifford, my dad's older brother, that he began to talk about, was saying that we could take power and authority over these evil forces in the name of Jesus. And so I didn't know anything about this. My family, you know, my parents believed in God, but we had no religious background or structure at all. We had never once attended church as children. We were never baptized or anything like that.
Right.
So I found this very interesting as he planted these seeds of faith. And I really do. I've done deep studies, you know, endless studies into the Bible, the 66 books and 534 other books and ancient history and everything else. And that'll be for another show, but we certainly are not being taught the whole truth, that's for sure. And so there is great power when we realize that, and I believe that God, Yahweh, created us with his essence, or we could call it Holy Spirit, or whatever you want to call it. I believe that's inside of each and every one of us. It's his light inside of us, and I believe that when we acknowledge him, and, you know, certainly he is first in my life, and when we do this, I believe that there's great power in that, and it does help us to have dominion over the earth and every living thing, and that includes demonic forces. And, you know, after that discussion with my uncle, for the first time in my life, I felt that I had hope. And little did I know that, you know, it wouldn't be long after that that I would engage in my first spiritual battle against these demonic forces. And since that time, you know, I believe that's where, you know, God really called me to be a warrior for him. However, I have to tell you that as I progressed into my, you know, into my teens and into my adult years, I had made a plethora of mistakes, and that was out of bitterness, because it wasn't long after moving out of the house that two tragedies occurred, and I have no doubt that these demonic forces directly contributed in a major way to the deaths of my beloved grandmother, Dora Harvey, who died of a sudden series of heart attacks, and then 2 months and 2 days later, my beloved mother, Patricia Bean, died from a cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 44. So when these things happened, I felt like I was so devastated. These were the two closest people to me in my life, and my heart turned black, and I was empty, and I just I welcomed death. I was calling for death. I wanted to die. I lived in pain each and every day. I lived in darkness. I can recall days to where I would stay in a dark room. I would get up and use the bathroom and come back and sit in darkness and silence from the time I got up till the time it was time to go to bed. And just awful, awful stuff. These are the things that I'm trying to help people out of now. And so this was all part of the experience and part of the dark roads that I had to travel before I could get to where I'm at now to be in a position to help other people. So it really wasn't until 2008 that things truly began to change in my life and the real blessings came. And then I found myself in this position where all these people were coming to me and still come to me for assistance. So, you know, all those years had gone by, and in 2008, my wife and I got baptized together, and we had decided to make God first in our lives. Now, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm certainly not a televangelist, and I love all people. I don't judge anybody, and I live by two things. And that is that I love God first with everything that I have, and second, I love my friend and my brother and my neighbor as I would myself. That's it. I'm not in a position to judge anyone, nor is anyone else. We're not the judge. We're all guilty of something. So for me, it's all about loving people and trying to do the best that you can do to help people each and every day. And, you know, my whole thing is to try and help each and every person that I can to become the best that they can be.
Which is very, I mean, again, it always strikes me with people who are so powerful today, because especially going through places that we've gone to, we've always seen the persons who can be a victim of something, and then some choose to stay a victim, some choose to just simply heal and move on from that, and then there's the other ones that heal, move on, and give back. And again, it's tremendous to be able to do that. Such strength. And 2008 is not that long ago. That's not that long ago.
Yeah. Holy smoke. You know, I just said that's it. That's enough. I refuse. Those doors are closed and locked and chained and sealed. I will never, ever have that garbage in my life again. I refuse it. I want only goodness and peace and love and joy and happiness and an abundance of good health and prosperity and all these things. These are the things that I choose to have in my life now. These are the things that I want. These are the things that I call on. And, you know, I live with God's light inside of me, and I also want to project God's light out to other people each and every day. And, you know, it's all about letting our light shine to other people. And for me, it's also about paying it forward. And that's the way, if more people would take the mindset that, you know, hey, I want to try and make a positive difference, and I want to try and help someone else, and I want to try and help that person to, you know, make a good turn in their life, and then they go on to someone else, well, suddenly the world becomes a better place because people care about each other and they're trying to help someone in a positive way, and suddenly things really do change. That's real change.
Yeah, that's the secret, isn't it? Is helping others to succeed, and then we all succeed. You know, I've
absolutely
always believed that. Good for you.
Absolutely correct.
What was it difficult at first? You know, like when you're helping some of these other people and you're casting out demons or whatever phrase that you want to use, when you're doing what you do, especially in the beginning, was it difficult for you? Was it taking you back to your own experiences, or did it just, you just came right out of the gate just strong and shining?
No, it was very difficult because I never ever saw myself doing this. Never. Didn't want any parts of it. You know, I thought I'm just going to live a quiet life and never, you know, even get near something like that again. I don't want any parts of that stuff. And then all of a sudden, I found myself in this position where people suddenly were contacting me for help. And I was kind of resisting it at first and referring them to other people and all this. And I just felt that God had put it on my heart that he was calling me to do something, and something more than just referring them to someone else, that it was time for me to take a stand and to be a warrior for him and to truly, you know, allow him to work through me to help these people. And that's exactly what is taking place now.
Don't you think that was part of your healing process?
Yes, I do. And, you know, again, there was such a deep hole and just such an emptiness and a disconnect for me for so long. I would never let anyone get close to me. I just couldn't do it. It was too painful, you know. So I knew a lot of people, and outwardly I was very cordial and kind to people, but no one ever got too close to me, and they couldn't tell you anything about me because I wouldn't share anything with them about myself. And so I just stayed very, very closed for a long time.
Yeah. And then God, like you were saying, kind of helped you open up. I can only see his face as he's sending people to you, and you keep passing on. He's like, Bill.
Yeah, it just, you know, again, in the beginning, I was thinking, oh, boy, you know. And I wasn't confident to start with as far as, you know, I thought, how in the world can I give these people advice? You know, I'm not qualified for anything. It was the same thing with writing the books. You know, that held me back for so long, and this is another very important message for your listeners out there. Don't let something limit you. We shouldn't be limited by anything. What I'm about to say, I'm embarrassed to say it, however, I am grateful and thankful to God for increasing my knowledge, but, you know, I have an eighth grade education. When my mother passed in the way that she did, I lied about my age. I stopped going to school, and I went to work. I took a construction job as a laborer for a drywall company. And, boy, did that that made me grow up real quick, I'll tell you. Very, very hard work. And so I always felt inadequate, not good enough, not educated enough. So I wanted to tell my story for quite a while, and those thoughts would always come into my mind. How can you write a book? Because you're dumb. You know, you're not educated. Only educated people can write books. Well, this is a lie. If we choose, and everything is by our choice, if we make a conscious choice to say, you know what, I'm better than this. I am a bright individual, and I can increase my knowledge, A, if I pick up some books and read them, and B, really pay attention and learn the meaning of words and everything else. And that's exactly what I did. And I praise God for that, for leading me and increasing my knowledge, because now I'm very intelligent, and that is by his blessing. But I just want to be an example for people to say, hey, look, he did it. He came from the very bottom, And he made something out of himself, and it requires hard work and dedication just with anything. If we put a goal before us, we have to endlessly work towards that goal. And if we continue to work hard at that goal and never quit, never give up, we will achieve it. I can promise you that.
It's amazing because you and I have similar stories only in that fashion. I have not been... I mean, everybody has their own crises, don't they, that they go through life and what they consider to be the bottom of the bottom. But in the fact that I only graduated high school, I've never had any college or degrees or anything like that. And, you get those thoughts that run through your head. I'm not good enough. I'm not adequate. Why do I have this, ability or the thing that I'm doing, helping people, bringing through loved ones from the other side? You know, what I mean, there's a misnomer that you have to be somebody in particular, somebody special or somebody who follows God or whatever in order to do all of this. And you're right, that those thoughts can very much hold you back. But my biggest banner that I talk about, like you, is not having to let any of that hold you back. If you want it,
absolutely,
and you're meant to have it and you vibrate in the right way, that's what's going to come to you. Not because of a degree, not because of, you went to such and such school or whatever. It's you, isn't it?
I totally agree. Yeah, and this is, it's very important that people know this because, how many times have you heard the story, if I could have been this, or I could have been that, or I could have done this or that, and I should have been this, or I should have been that. And meanwhile, the person never really took the time to focus on that as a goal and see it through. And then they live a life of regret and saying, well, it could have been this, or what if it was that, and I regret this. And so, I try to stress to people, if this is something, whatever it may be in life, if you feel that this is something that is a calling or something that has been put before you, well, then answer the bell. Answer the challenge and make the conscious choice to say, that's it, I'm doing it, and I will not stop until I achieve it.
Yes, you wouldn't have the feeling if you weren't supposed to go and do it. The feeling wouldn't even be there in the first place.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Perfect. Bill, listen, we're going to break off for just a quick minute commercial. And then we'll come back and we'll go more into some of what people can do. What maybe advice is for those who you think that might be affected by spirits or demons or that type of thing. So hang in there, everybody. Again, our guest is Bill Bean. Fascinating. Love talking with him. And we're going to be back after our minute break here on Psychic Access Talk Radio.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Psychic Access Talk Radio. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and our other three hosts, Maureen, Lady Brenda, and Steve, are also here as well. And we're going to be talking more with our guest, Bill Bean, talking about, I want to get into his book about dark forces and some of his just amazing, incredible story. And Bill, we talked about how difficult it was to start getting into helping other people. Were you surprised, maybe in the beginning or not so much, that these people were having similar experiences or at least some type of dark energy experiences like what you went through?
Yeah, I was surprised, Bobby. I didn't realize that it was on that magnitude, on the magnitude that it is, to where it seems like these days this type of phenomena has greatly increased, and this is based on my interactions and ministering to people and performing these deliverances, and it really has increased, and I don't know what the definitive answer is as to why it has increased. It, maybe, again, it's by our choices, and I tell people, you know, be careful of the choices you make and the doors that you open up that might allow some of this garbage to come through. So for me, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes just like everybody else. I fall short just like everybody else. I try to be the best that I can be each and every day. However, I'm a human being, and we are all going to make mistakes. That said, we really, really have to be careful what we allow into our life. You know, for me, I try to keep everything positive, and I just want good, positive things into my life and into my thought process and into my spirit. Therefore, I can project these things, and I can, in my interactions, no matter where I go, I always want to be someone that has a good word and leaves you with a positive message, or you just get a good feeling from me. This is all part of filling ourselves with good, positive things so we can project them outwardly to others. So that is, you know, what I try to accomplish on a daily basis, and I urge other people to do that as well.
What have you run into somebody who has had the degree of the experiences that you've had?
Not really, but a few have had lots and lots of experiences. I'll be honest with you, I have not met another person, and I certainly don't say this in any type of boastful or glowing way.
No.
But I have not met another person that has had the amount of paranormal, supernatural experiences that I've had during the course of my lifetime, because, you know, my experiences go far beyond my family, which, you know, again, leaving that house in December of 1980, you know, a lot of that, which I thought had stopped for my brother and I, because my mom had a new man in her life at that time. We ended up moving in with him, and I thought we were free from it. But several years ago, I went for a visit to see him, and Richard told me that my mom made him promise not to tell us that she was still having those experiences and she was still being attacked up until the day that she passed. And so these things continued into my adult years, and I've had many, many experiences since the house. And part of those experiences were an incredible amount of UFO sightings and interactions with non-human looking beings, and I shot over 16 hours of video footage, and I'd taken over 1,000 photographs of some of these craft. I've had as many as 50 people in a group at one time that have witnessed these things with me, on-duty police officers that pulled to the side of the road witnessing an object that was hovering over my car, and been covered by every news station here in the Baltimore area. And they have aired my footage, and just absolutely mind-boggling. And I do feel that it is all connected, and some of the interactions were divine, but I have to believe that a good part of those interactions were evil in nature, because you could just feel, I know for me, I certainly can feel the difference. And, you know, at times I felt like I was just going to absolutely lose my mind because I felt so overwhelmed by this. And it all began in January of 1995, and it continued on a regular basis up until 2008.
Wow. UFOs even. So not it's not yep. enough to be hassled by the other side. Now you got to be hassled from the universe.
Well, that's correct. And, you know, further the deep, deep research of ancient history and the Bible, and again, you know, I've devoted the last several years to deep studies of these things, and in the Bible, in the King James Bible, you will find over 70 references to UFOs, to flying objects, and to Yahweh, again, God, the Hebrew word for God is Elohim, God is a title. The name of God is listed in the King James Version nearly 7,000 times, and that is Yahweh. And, you know, the title Lord is also listed nearly 7,000 times in the King James, and as well, and the title Lord was added in, and it replaced the name of Yahweh, YHWH. And there are references in there talking about Yahweh and the heavenly host, the Elohim, traversing the skies, the heavens, which means skies, in flying craft. And if there is any truth to this at all, well, then it is possible that, you know, Satan and a third of the angels, when they were cast out of heaven, were most likely cast out in those flying craft. So these are the source, in my opinion. This is the source for these flying objects. And furthermore, certainly it's possible that Yahweh created life elsewhere out in the universe, in the vastness of everything. We, you know, our greatest minds and our greatest technology, we know very, very little about the universe when we break it down. And so it certainly is possible that there are other life forms out there. And it is possible that they have visited in those flying craft as well. And then the fourth factor is that I firmly believe that there are factions on the earth, call them shadow governments or whatever you want to call them, there are factions on the earth that do have this technology as well, and they also operate some of these craft.
I would agree with that, and boy, highly controversial. For you going out and talking about that,
yeah, that's a whole other show.
Brave man.
But you know, as you can hear, I have dug deep into many different areas because I'm a truth seeker, Bobby. That's what I am. I'm a truth seeker.
Yeah,
I want to know the truth so I can speak the truth, so I can teach the truth.
Absolutely, I could so agree with that. Good for you. What are some of the experiences you talk about still having experiences today or maybe some back then, do you think that they are selective or unique to each individual, or have you found commonalities in some of the symptoms, I guess you would say, or some of the experiences that you've gone through? In other words, something that somebody else, because sometimes people have bad things in their life and they don't know what to chalk it up to. They don't know what's going on and may not even think that they are being attacked or being bothered or disturbed by any other types of forces. So is there something that you can tell us again, commonalities or any types of experiences that somebody should watch out for?
Well, I would have to say, you know, in answer to your question there, I would have to say both. You know, there are patterns, certainly when someone is under demonic oppression, yes, there are similar patterns that develop, and when a person is under spiritual attack, the agenda is to separate and isolate that person, to make that person become very introverted and detached. And so usually these types of things in a family setting begin on the weakest link of the family. There's no other way to put it. You know, the person who is maybe most fragile in mind, and that attack begins on that person, and then they suddenly feel very alone and isolated, and they just withdraw from the family. And so once this person is securely, you know, under demonic control, then it spreads throughout the family. It's called a spiritual virus. And in a small, short amount of time, you know, this evil garbage has spread throughout the family, and the family is in chaos, and they look at each other and say, what in the world is going on here? How did this happen, and how did we get here? So, you know, I would urge people to just be very mindful of these things, because whether we know it or not, whether we want to admit it or not, each and every one of us do engage in spiritual warfare on a daily basis. So it's very, very important for us to be mindful of things around us, and it's very important for us to be strong in mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, for me, it's all about moving forward. I want to continue to move forward each and every day. I don't want to go back. I want to move forward. And when we get caught up in some emotional types of things, well, that can open the doorway for these things to come in and just fuel, because they feed off of negativity. You know, anything Absolutely. Negative, especially, you know, hatred and physical violence and just any type of negative emotion, these things gain in power from that. So that's how we empower them. Satan and his minions do not have power and authority over us. Hear me very clearly. They do not have power and authority over us. God gave us power and authority over everything, including them. Satan tricks us out of our power, and so we give it over to him. So we have to be very mindful to stay in control and be who God made us to be, and that is a powerful being in his image. And we do have power and authority and dominion, and we can be successful at anything that we choose to be successful at, and we can keep good things into our lives, and we can keep this garbage under our foot.
Brilliant.
So, anyone that may be having problems, you know, in this area, I urge you to contact someone like me. You know, there are other people out there, and whomever it may be, I would urge, you know, a family or a person to get help right away. And I'm just so happy to tell you, Bobby, that, you know, again, I'm in a position now, and I praise God for it, that I'm in a position where lots and lots of people come to me for help. I'm up till 4 a.m. or later every morning answering emails from people from really different parts of the world, all over the country, different parts of the world who are having problems. And on my Facebook page, we pray for people. You know, I post these prayers each and every day and night for people. And God really does hear the prayers. And people are being affected in a great way, because I've amassed a collection of many, many people that join me in prayer for these people. And it's just a wonderful thing. People care about each other. They don't want anything in return. If we give with a glad heart, expecting nothing in return, there's a real blessing on that. But if we give expecting something back, and, you know, this is a terrible thing to say, but with a lot of the churches now, money dominates that. It's all about getting your money. Now, I'm not saying all the churches are corrupt. However, there are 34,000 different Christian denominations, 34,000. That's a real number. So then when you factor in all the other world religions with that, you now have hundreds of thousands of versions of one truth. So everything is based upon interpretation. This is why I say I don't have a denomination. I don't follow what men tell me. I follow God, and I let him guide me in all my ways, and it's all about loving everybody. I want all the barriers to come down. I don't want to say, oh, well, gee, I'm a Pentecostal, so I can't talk to that Catholic, or I can't talk to that Muslim person, or I can't talk to this one or that one because that one's hellbound and that one's we can't do this. We have to break these barriers down. We should love everybody and try to do the best for everybody. And suddenly, again, the world would become a much better place.
Well said. Well said. Very well said. Tell me, we've got about 2 minutes left, Bill. Can you give us a quick rundown of your book, Dark Force? And I know we can get it on the internet here. BillBean.net is your website. Yeah. But just tell us real quick about your book.
Well, Dark Forest covers, you know, from 1970 to 1980, growing up in that house. And then my second book, Delivered, that covers, you know, it picks up where Dark Forest left off. And it covers a lot of information. And I listed some things in there, Bobby, that I'm very ashamed of. And when the readers read it, they'll understand what I'm saying. But I felt that it was necessary to list these things. Again, it's all about reaching out and helping somebody. So I thought, okay, well, if I'm speaking truth here, I've got to speak some harsh truths about myself and the just many, many mistakes that I've made over the course of my lifetime. And I'm so thankful to be free from all of those things as well, because as I was, you know, developing into my adult years, I had gotten into a very negative pattern of making mistake after mistake, and pretty soon I'd gotten into the pattern to where I took glee and joy in being an outlaw. I enjoyed being a bad boy and making the mistakes, and that was a pattern, and I could have very easily have said, you know what, that's all I'm going to be in life. I'm going to be an outlaw. I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to, you know, do all these crazy, stupid things, so I'll either end up in prison or I'll be dead at a very young age. But, you know, again, God had another plan for me, and I'm thankful for that, and I am so far removed from that, and, you know, I chose to step out of the darkness, and I live my life in God's light, and I thank Him for it. So for anyone who would like to contact me or get copies of my books, please visit www.billbean.net, and I answer every single email, so if someone out there is in need, please, I urge you to contact me, and I certainly will do my best to help you.
Brilliant. Bill, I can't even tell you, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, it just takes a lot of, you know, I know that you've amassed a lot of courage over the years doing what it is that you've been doing, you know, since, like you said, since 2008. But it's still, you still have to kind of engage that when you're talking about this and coming on as a guest on not only our show, but, you know, several of the nationwide television shows. So just thank you so much for doing this and the work that you do. And coming on the show.
Love and blessings to all you guys. Bobby, it's been a pleasure. I hope that you have me back soon, and I look forward to it.
Great. All right, Bill. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There he is, Bill Bean. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. You know, it's one of those guests, I think, that you just could have. There's so much. It's like an hour. We have hardly any time to go into depth with our guests. Gosh, we could just talk forever. But that was Bill Bean, everyone. Again, you can find his contact information on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com, or also, again, at his website, which is billbean.net. Type that in. And there, he has right there even listed some of the prayer requests and comments and things like that. You can order his book. He does have his photos all posted up, the supernatural photos, if you'd like to go in and take a look at that. And then some of his upcoming shows and appearances and everything it is that he's doing if you want to find out more. Or, again, like he said, if you believe you're going through some kind of a personal experience that you need to contact, he would be the first one I would call. I know a lot of people who do this, but you know, somebody like that is amazing, and going through the experiences that they go through and then helping out like that, you know, he would definitely be, if you have any inkling to think that you might be going through something like that, please give Bill a contact. So let's just take a few moments for a couple of announcements before we bring in our co-hosts and do our chit-chat part of the show. The second half of the show, as you know, you get your free on-air readings. We have all of our gifted psychics here, Maureen, Brenda, Steve, and myself, and we'll announce the call-in number a little bit later in the show, and then Maureen will also post that up into the chat room for you. So if you were unable to catch last week's show, please find it on the archive link. We have a recorded archive link, as well as archives of all of the previous shows. You go to psychicaccesstalkradio.com, and then there's an archives tab. So feel free to circulate the archives links as well for not only future shows, but to your friends and things like that, family. You know, we want to try to connect with as many individuals and people as possible. So it's really helpful. It's word of mouth, isn't it? When you enjoy the show, enjoy the guests, and enjoy yourself in our chat room. We appreciate it when you pass those links on and let everybody know about it. Also, if you want to find out more about anything from reincarnation to paranormal, the how-tos of psychic development, you can visit our psychicbloggers.com site, psychicbloggers.com, and learn about all of these things. All these articles written by all the fantastic psychics at Psychic Access. And then, of course, the main portion of our site, if you're interested in a reading from some of our professional psychics, psychicaccess.com. You'll find the best verified, accuracy-tested psychic. Each have their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile. You go there and you read on the profile of these psychics what it is, what their specialty is. Even if you connect with them, they have their video chat rooms that you go in and talk with them first, get to know them, see that you're even going to connect with them, and then get a reading from them. But you can choose from the list, again, of these authentic, gifted psychics. And working with Doug and Psychic Access, the high expectations that are required of each psychic is spectacular. So please have trust and faith when you're going to our website. All of the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access. So if you want a personal reading from any one of us, join us there. You're sure to be able to find us, and we'd love to hear from you. And again, coming up in the second half of the show, you'll have a chance to call in and get a reading from one of the hosts here. Site owners, webmasters, you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that you refer to PsychicAccess.com. There's even a way for everyone to benefit from this. For more details, you can visit our PsychicAccess.com/webmasters. If you like the show, again, invite your friends and family. Let them know about it. If you didn't like the show, keep your mouth shut. Don't say nothing. Just keep it to yourself. Otherwise, pass the word. We'd love to, you know, on Facebook, it's real popular. Let people know when the show's on. Or, again, just kind of send the links in your email. And it could just be a fantastic way to have word of mouth, and we very much appreciate it. So we're going to give the call-in number now. Maureen's going to post it in the chat room generally before I even have a chance to spit out the numbers. Here we go. I was waiting for her, and she's actually not now. So all that hype and nothing. The call-in number is 724-444-4851. 724-444-4851. Now listen, that's just the number for now. Do not call in. We still have at least another 20 minutes yet before we're going to get to the phones. I just want to make sure that you're prepared, though, with the phone number and that you can call in at the specified time, which is not now. That's later. 20 minutes from now. All right, 15, 20 minutes, somewhere around there, depending on how many phone calls we get. So meanwhile, let me bring in some of our other co-hosts. Maureen, my love.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still echoing. I know you're afraid.
You know, okay, well, I guess I'm hearing myself. I just can't take it. Was it? Oh, never mind. Oh, yes, I wanted to announce the winners of last week's book giveaway, well, contest on Divine Living from Anton St. Martin. It's Joanne and TR. And Anton will be in touch with you to get your contact information. So just wanted to have everybody know about that. And now, what was it you were asking me, Bobby? Wait, echo myself into next week. It's so disturbing. Can you hear it, Bobby?
I was going to bring you in so you can make the announcement as to who won the books.
Right.
And before we start, though, with anything else, we're going to run just another 30-second spot, and then we're going to be back with more Psychic Access and our chit-chat right after this.
Do you long for a truly awakened and abundant new life? Divine Living, the essential guide to your true destiny, will awaken your higher self and empower you to achieve your soul purpose and true life calling. Divine Living is the definitive new guide to designing an authentic life of happiness and fulfillment. It will inspire you to change your reality and make a real difference in the world. Get your copy of Divine Living today at Amazon.com and DivineLivingBook.com.
All right, we're back, everyone. So, Maureen, as long as you're still here with us, so dark forces.
Dark forces.
Dark forces.
Echo.
I know.
It's not echoing.
Encounters with that, or obviously, I mean, we've done readings, haven't we, with people who thought that they were possessed or anything like that. What kind of stock do you hold in all of that?
Well, I always tell people, it's not that I don't believe in anything. All I know is what I know from what I've experienced. And I'll tell you, I do feel that there are definitely some energies of dark forces out there. There's, because I've experienced some, not that I'm going to tell everybody else, but you know, I want to reflect on something, because this is besides Brenda and I have a different outlook on it. It's the Ouija board, dark forces. And there's no such thing. Unless you're dissociated personality. And he brought up something very interesting about sometimes people that will be the link in the family that has had problems, that they're more susceptible to having something like that come about. So that's my understanding, that that's what he was talking about, correct, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, he was talking about family generations and how he believes it was a family member, but somebody who brought these energies forward, and then it stuck with the family.
Right, but the person that would be, directed or be open to more of the negativity would be one that would be the sensitive or the messed up one. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, depressed and negative energy.
Exactly.
That type of attitude around.
Or be open to it. Now, this all comes down to what we do. That I do know that some people that are dark forces or black magic practicing people have come at me before. This is 25 years ago, but God, and they made me echo. Look at what happened to me. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Yeah. Sorry.
Well,
the end. I can't stand
that's
it.
Okay.
They're echoing.
All right.
I'm cursed.
So, Steve, come on in.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Very interesting interview.
It was very fascinating. I love hearing about people's different experiences and such, and I could just feel the experiences in his voice. You know what I mean? Like when people tell their story, you can definitely tell. It's just painting all kinds of colors in front of you. But like I was asking Maureen, have you encountered dark forces yourself, or again, certainly I guess I could speak for all of us in the fact that we've had readings with people who have believed that there was some dark force energy with them. But what about you personally?
I have had experiences with darker energies. Can you hear me okay, Bobby?
I can, yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if the sound was okay. I have had quite a number of experiences. Starting when I was a kid, we had poltergeist activity in the home that we lived in. I remember one night there was I used to hear things, but other members of the family wouldn't. And both my sister and I slept in separate rooms at opposite ends of the house upstairs. And there were a number of dividing walls between our bedrooms, if you imagine, from one end of the house to the other end of the house. And one night there was a hammering sound on the wall that began in my room, and it went right the length of the house. And my sister just ran out of her bedroom and came to me and said, "Did you hear that hammering noise?" And it crossed walls, in effect, that were crossing that wall that went the length of the house. So we had lots of experiences like that. And we had one bedroom in which guests would say they would often be woken up, that somebody would shake them and wake them up in that room. And then as I progressed, I started to work with people or families that were having problems with darker energies.
Wow, that's just, it's crazy. I can't say that I've ever had a personal experience with a darker energy. So it's quite fascinating and a little scary to think that people have gone through things like that. I mean, I've experienced them on my TV show, like we had talked about, but not personally, you know, in my bedroom. It must be terrifying.
Well, they does exist, and it's surprising because quite a number of people have problems with poltergeists and darker entities. I get quite a lot of inquiries, and I used to think that it was quite rare, but it's far more common than you would think, actually. And it's interesting because there seems to be an increase in that kind of activity when there are particularly turbulent times.
Right.
It seems that our anxiety level globally or in certain places can almost increase the manifestation of negative energies. Which makes sense because it feeds off the negative energy and fear.
Of course, and the very protection that people are offering sometimes comes from a vibration of fear rather than a vibration of just mere protection. And yeah, it can be very that's a very sticky point. Lady Brenda, hello.
Hi there.
So how about you, love? Any personal experiences? Any dark force energy around
you? You know, I've had many of them.
Wow.
But I've seen possessions. I've seen, and I've cleared people from possessions and places and homes. I was in a house when my husband and I first got married. And when you drove up to the house, you would know if it was gonna, if it was happy or sad. Sometimes it was just negative. And it would, and that's what I was waiting for him to talk about, because oftentimes the houses themselves, it's like a vortex, and kind of like, you know, that whole story with the Amityville Horror.
Right.
And I was kind of waiting for that, because it sounded, from what I could gather, that his family was a victim of all that.
That's what I gathered too, yeah, with the different experiences he was talking about. And I wanted to be careful in such a way, because, again, you know, he talks about it all the time. And I think that, that some of the experiences, though, you're right, would have been important to maybe go into.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, people are fascinated by this and they relate to this. And I agree with Steve as far as the universal energy and a lot of that crap cropping up because of people's anxiety levels, and also the drugs they're taking to control these anxiety levels.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I was waiting for him to talk about, maybe he did in a different way, was that I truly believe that we are all born on this earth with a protective egg of energy around us, whether it be from God, goddess, whatever you believe in. And how you live your life is how healthy that protective energy or aura is around you. And I really feel that, you know, when you enter into a house that is such a vortex and such a negative force, and they are out there, I've cleared many of them, that the people who have, you know, depression, there's especially drinking and drugs is number one ways to break down that energy. That if you can imagine that aura of energy, so that it creates fissures for this negative entities to enter. And they really are, and you can call them demonic, and some of them are demonic. It all depends on your belief system, what label you want to give it. Do you see what I mean? And yeah, like when you see those homeless people walking down the street and they're talking to somebody, they're talking to somebody, and that person's from another dimension or whatever it is. Do you see what I mean? Because they're so broken down in their aura that it can attack them. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is my philosophy on that. I believe in all of it. I've seen it all. But you know, personally, I have never allowed them to attack me, because I work on strengthening my, you know, protective egg of energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like he was discussing, I mean, that's so, I think, necessary. And I think after a while it comes to a point where it's just automatically assumed. You know, there's very few times when I feel I have to ramp that up. You know, it just seems to be a given now that whatever I'm going to do, any type of work, that type of thing, you know, there's an automatic protection that goes out. But
this is true. And also there are certain people like in the position of responsibility, and I really feel that we as psychics and mediums dealing in the realms that we do, we have a responsibility to keep our shiznit straight, you know what I mean? And together, so that we can, you know, answer the questions, guide the people the way they need to be guided.
Yeah, absolutely. Maureen. Maureen, who's afraid to speak because she echoes so bad.
What?
Are you there? Oh man, it must be really bad. Steve, let's bring you in again before we start going to the phone lines here. Probably about another 5 minutes, everyone. We'll start going to the phones and taking our phone calls for this evening. Let me give you the telephone number one more time. 724-444-4851 is the number to give us a call. Again, that'll probably be in another couple of moments. But what about, Steve, when you're offering guidance to somebody of how to get rid of dark negative forces that are around them, what type of advice do you have to offer?
Well, when somebody contacts me saying that they have that kind of problem, there's a series of questions that I ask. And honestly, some of them it starts with the basics, starts with how well that person cares for themselves. You know, does that person live in a clean, orderly environment? Are they praying? Are they playing uplifting music in their home? Things like that. So if we live in an orderly fashion, then I feel that that is healthy and that builds our protection. But there are lots of other things we can do. I play classical music in my home. I have incense burning often in my home. I pray. I stay focused on the positive. But also being joyful in life, being happy, pursuing our passions, that makes a big difference as well, because through the law of attraction or the law of affinity, if we're resonating positivity and joy, then we shouldn't attract negative energies. There are other good practices, like we shouldn't have television in our bedrooms, and certainly children shouldn't. So I often ask if there are children involved, whether there are TV, there's a TV on in the bedroom, and if it's left on at night particularly, that's a big no-no. Often darker really? Energies approach
now,
kids.
That's not just from the movie Poltergeist. What tell me about the TV real quick.
Well, it's any electromagnetic device, because we actually communicate with spirit through
right.
an electromagnetic connection. So in effect, when we raise our vibration to connect with spirit, we should be aiming high. And part of the problem is when we don't project our energy high enough, we're projecting into the lower levels of the astral realm, and that's where we can contact or magnetize, draw the attention of the lower entities. Higher energies are at a higher frequency, so they're higher up in the astral realm or up in the spiritual realm above it or higher up. But the way we communicated through electromagnetism. So we each have a physical body, an astral body, and the process of communication between your physical body and your astral body is actually electromagnetic. It's the positive dynamic electrical energy of the sun and the magnetic receptive energy of the moon. And any electromagnetic device can draw in energy, so having television running in a child's bedroom is a really bad idea.
Yes, I've seen that, where people collecting EVPs and things like that from having a television and the static and things like that running, that white noise, if you will, and like I said, electromagnetic pulses going, and yeah, that's just whew, crazy. So Maureen, tell me advice that you've given. I would assume it's kind of the same for all of us. You know, how are you living and making sure that, you know, if somebody is extra depressed, are you able to tell when you're doing a reading that that somebody is possessed? If they say, in other words, they say, oh, I think something's going on, or I have some dark force energy, or can you say, no, you don't, it's just you doing this, or no, you're right, it is some kind of a demonic.
No, I go. I'm very objective, and I go by a thumb. I will not tell someone that they're being that they. I feel they are, unless I actually felt something like that. I would refer them to some other agency. but I do want to a remark on with my paranormal friends, and when Johnny's in here, I went on a paranormal investigation. I hope to God it's echoing. In Tennessee, and it was fascinating because, you know, that's what they do. They pick up on the energies of this and that. So that was quite enlightening for me, not altogether new. So I would like to add that it does exist, yeah. But I didn't have an echo again. I don't know.
I know.
Okay. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. How about you, Lady Brenda, about people in advice, or have you... You sense those dark forces around and usually can confirm when somebody feels that around them?
Well, I always use my tarot cards, and I do a reading for them first. And then we talk about what's happening in their life. And, you know, when those type of things are entering, they usually they'll have really terrifying nightmares, waking nightmares. They could start doing things they don't normally do. They some of the stuff is like they'll smell strange, or a strange odor and smelling a strange odor. They've called it in the past like brimstone, do you know what I mean? But it can be almost like an odor, like it smells like something's dead, you know, like a, you know, squirrel or something out in the trash can, you know, something like that, you know what I mean? Like that kind of a smell. And that is when you really know that something is around and it's legitimate. See what I mean? There's a lot of different, and then personality changes, you know, like they all of a sudden, you know, they have a lot of anger. They find themselves being angry and yelling and like they don't usually do that, you know, radical mood swings, all that kind of stuff. That's evidence of, you know what, something else could be in the driver's seat. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. And then that's when the reading takes on a whole different dimension, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because a lot of people, you know, because they're having a lot what they consider bad luck, although everything's a cycle, they want to always say, okay, well, I think that I've got a curse on me or blah blah blah. And you know, you really have to delve into it to see if that's really true. It's all in what you draw to yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I was muted there. I just had huge fire trucks and ambulances go by me. It was so loud.
Oh, too, huh?
As we're talking about dark forces and ambulances go racing by. So, thanks everyone for your comments. We're going to begin our phone calls now. I might have to pause here for just a second on my microphone. I still have more ambulances coming by. 1 second. Goodness sakes. Okay, so we're going to begin our callers for this evening. Again, the telephone number, in case you all missed it, 724-444-4851 is the number to call in. And Brenda, you're up. We have our first caller from Illinois.
Hi, Illinois.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm okay. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I'm ready for a healthy, loving relationship. I mean, I've had all these self-absorbed men come into my life and go, and I'm just ready to settle down with somebody loving, healthy, you know, someone who's like is on the same wavelength that I'm on, you know, not too old, not too young, because I'm like middle age, and somebody who's going to be in it for me for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? Someone healthy, someone for me, someone that's going to compliment me, not beat me down.
Right. Well, I feel that you've probably kissed your last frog, and boy, was he a doozy, the last one. The last one was a real winner. I'm saying that sarcastically. I do feel
that... I mean, because he did nothing for my ego, nothing.
He didn't do anything, period, or any on any level, really, so... You know what? You're
very
in the place of...
He was very self-absorbed.
I believe you're in a good attraction energy right now, especially from now until the end of November. And it's interesting because I see a man with light, real light positive energy, and then I see a guy that's from the past, kind of negative energy that might want to come back. And you're going to be faced with a choice right around the end of the next 2 months. Now, the man from the past, it's the same old, same old. The new man that comes in, you know, he's got unusual eyes, like green, hazel, very riveting eyes. I definitely see that this is your year of love, and it's right before the end of the year. And I see that for the first... Can you hear me? I'm echoing like crazy.
Your phone is going in and out, but go ahead.
For the first time in a long time, you're going to be in a position of power with this relationship.
Good.
Yeah, I give it about 2 months, and you're going to find, and it'll be a chance meeting. This person is introduced to you. I'm also seeing that it could be at some sort of public function or event that you go to, that you meet this person. And it's definitely going to be a chance meeting. It's nothing like a blind date or online or anything like that. And it's something that you enjoy doing. It could even be a music festival or some kind of creative thing that you go to, but you're going to meet this man there.
But
He's not going to be like an old fuddy-duddy, old stuck in the mud, like I've been, like you said, I've kissed my last frog goodbye.
You have. No, he's not going to be all an old fuddy-duddy. As a matter of fact, he's got a good sense of humor.
Trust me, this last frog, I had to kiss goodbye yesterday.
Well, you know what? That's it. It's over.
Right. Keep it moving. Next.
All right, my dear. That's what
I said. You told me before around August, but I guess it'll be 2 more months.
It's about 2 more months. The attraction energy is around you now. So between now and like the end of September, I feel he enters. It had a lot to do with getting rid of the negative one from the past. He kind of like blocked a lot of your energy.
All the negative ones are gone. I've even blocked their numbers.
Good. That's great.
I blocked their numbers. But this last frog, I got rid of him yesterday. So, I mean, he was like, I've never seen a man so self-absorbed in all my life.
It's sad.
It's really sad. And it's like, they're right and the world's all wrong. I'm like, what? I don't think so, buddy.
No, and that's the kind of energy you don't want around you because it's not positive.
Right, and it's not helping bring more good to your life, keeping somebody like that in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's negative. And you can't be in a companionship, have somebody always like throwing water on top of you, like, you know, a wet blanket.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. You can't do it. I don't care what. You just can't do it.
Well, as soon as you got rid of him and he's gone for good and you kissed him goodbye yesterday, I guess it was. Now I feel you're open for this new man to come in. And you know exactly what you want, and that's a really good start right there.
Right. Exactly. I put it out there in the universe.
That's
he's
right,
gonna have
my
some
dear.
Unusual eyes, huh? He's going to have some unusual eyes.
Yeah, like kind of they're riveting. Could be like a hazel color, some green in them. Yeah. The first thing that jumped
maybe
out at me.
Maybe from another nationality or something?
Not really, but he's got some very pretty eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As long as he's tall and intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Tall and intelligent. And a working man.
It looks like he has a pretty stable job, some kind of job he's had for many, many, many years.
Oh, okay.
So oh, there you go, my dear.
So you're about the end of September, huh? September.
Within 2 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And God bless you.
You too.
Okay, God bless you.
Can I just tell you, I love the way she says old fuddy-duddy and stick in the mud.
No, I like that too.
I love that.
That was good.
All right, Maureen, you're up next. We have a call from Texas.
Hello, Texas. This is Maureen.
Hi. Hi, Maureen. This is Miriam. How are you?
Miriam. Hi, I'm fine, thank you. And what can I help you with?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I'm undergoing a interview process with a company I used to work for before, and it's been about a month that I've been at interview after interview, project after project, for the interview process. And at this moment, it's been 2 weeks, and I have not heard anything yet. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
Okay.
I've tried to communicate. I've left emails, and I've made phone calls just to make sure that, you know, I'm still in the running, but I have not received any feedback.
Okay.
What do you feel is happening?
This is what I get. I'm getting that what I'm seeing is there's a change, a big change that's going on in this department or company or business, the area that you are applying for this or wanting this position, and it's almost through. It's been like there's been some big changes, like getting reorganization of some sort. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the reason why I'm feeling like there, it may have, you may have not, no, sometimes I always say no news is good news, right? Well, I kind of thought that, and I think that maybe that goes without saying. It can be if you don't know news. I do feel that you're going to get this. I just think it's a little delayed because of what's going on with the reorganization. It just looks like there's commotion. There's maybe you would know about this if this was the case because you applied for went for this position at this. Mm-hmm. What would you call it? Is it a big company?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that if they are restructuring, they're getting a lot of new people. They're getting out a lot of the commotion. There was a lot of commotion, so they're like cleaning up. You know.
Yeah, and I do see that happening because since I've worked with them before, I know that when they do shifts like that, they move personnel, they make adjustments to staff, and it can get a little hectic like that. But
okay.
You know, the woman that was interviewing me, she gave me a lot of high hopes. She says I've been at the top of the candidate list, you know, since I walked in the door the first time. So I'm under the impression that, you know, I've got a good chance of getting this job. But then I don't hear anything, and I'm like, okay, did they change their mind? Would I get least a thank you, but no thank you? You know, I'm like,
no, you know,
it's making me very anxious.
I don't feel that I'm not getting that's the case. I can understand where you're coming from though, because I know that by the way you're seeing is that, like, this is not going to happen. You're seeing things that are, you know, you're imagining that you're even going to get it. I don't feel that that's really the case, although I do get why you might be viewing it like that. I think it's a delay, and I do feel like within the next 3 weeks, and I'm not saying you have to wait to complete 3 weeks, but within a three-week period, you're going to get confirmation. Yes, you did. You do. You already got it. I just think it's just about them contacting you because of the commotion. They're trying to make room to where you would come into a fresh start.
Okay. So I should be hearing back from them. Should I be getting the offer as well?
Yeah, and you know what I suggest doing also? I would suggest touching base with them in the next 3 days. It wouldn't hurt at all.
Yeah, and that's what I did today. I went ahead and I left an email and I made a phone call. I've been making a couple of phone calls for the past 2 weeks. I think I've made like 3 phone calls, and I've left an email today. So hoping that I get some type of a feedback, but, you know, it makes me nervous when I don't get anything back. And I'm like, oh, are they just blowing me off?
No, I don't get that at all. I think it's just a situation that's going on. They're not blowing you off. I think they're just kind of waiting for everything to it'll pass soon, but no, Miriam, I do see you getting this, definitely. And I just think it's just a little bit of delay, which can't be helped because of what's going on at the business, at the company. But you will, I do see you, absolutely already, they want you. I already see that they want you. You're perfect.
Yes,
you're exactly, you have what it takes for this position, absolutely. Very much so.
Great. And that's what I wanted to confirm as well. You know, is it something that is going to work well with me and my personality?
And
I definitely need a career change, and this is something that I really look forward to.
Yes, and you will be. You'll be acknowledged for your. You'll get approval and acknowledged for your. You'll get credit in this type of situation, whereas you didn't before in other jobs, other positions. It's fantastic. I think it's good. Just be okay with the delay a little bit.
Okay, then I should be patient, and that's like my biggest drawback. But I'll be fine. I'll wait.
Yes, you will, and absolutely. And this is not to do with you so much as the delay. It's just the way it is. I see very positive things. Okay. Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Well, thank you, Maureen. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
There you go. Steve, you're up next. We have a call from Mississippi.
Hi, who do we have calling from Mississippi? Hello, Mississippi?
Well, if they don't have a question, you can do a reading for me, Steve. I don't
Okay, know. Bobby, how can I help?
I have this friend named Steve.
He is an amazing guy.
You should definitely stay
friends with him.
Oh, my God, you're telepathic, because that's totally what I was going to say.
Yeah, people pay me good money for that.
We're going to move from Mississippi. How about a phone call from Texas?
Hello.
If you don't have any qualms about that, Steve.
Sure.
All right, who's up for Texas? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Very well, thank you, Kathy. How can I help?
Okay, I guess I can go with romance, because I believe I know the financial thing already, so I'll go with romance, future man of my life type of thing.
Let's have a look. I feel like the solution for you, to be honest, Kathy, is to be very clear about your direction in life and almost not to focus on finding a relationship. I'm looking at the cards and they're saying to, I do feel that you've had love in the past, actually. I mean, often when we speak to people, we can sense that they've had difficult relationships in the past. But I know that you've experienced very deep love in the past, and you want that in future as well. And I do feel that that will come to you. But I feel in your case that it comes really from you putting a lot of energy into your career, your work. It's almost as though by pursuing your direction, you find the right partner. I'm drawn to August of next year, to be honest. I don't get the feeling from my guides that you're going to find that perfect long-term relationship this year. I feel that it comes to you next year. And as I said, I'm much more drawn towards the end of the summer next year. And the initial M comes up very clearly for you as well. Okay?
Okay. I kind of have a question about it. There's a person that I feel a deep connection with, and I'm not sure how to take that, I guess, into the future. But there's somebody that I feel a deep connection with, pretty much in spirit. I haven't met their human flesh self, but I have met their spirit self. Do you see anything in the cards for that, or?
Well, I feel that you're tuning into the fact that there is somebody out there for each of us. You know, in my studies, I was always taught that when we separate from the Godhead and descend to experience duality in this world, that we do have what's called a twin soul. And many people just think that by going through life at the right time, they will meet their twin soul, their soulmate, I should say. And it's not necessarily the case. I was taught that we find that match when we really worked ourselves, when we really pursued our path in the world. And as we evolve, then we're able to magnetize that match. And that's partly why I say to you that it's by pursuing your role in the world that you'll find that that just comes to you. And I believe absolutely that you can tune into your future partner energetically without having met in the flesh. But as I said to you, I feel if you take your path, really do your work, grow as much as you can, and I feel that you do a lot of that, then by August of next year, you meet the right person. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, there you go. Thanks a lot, Steve. All right, we're going to move on. Apparently we have Mississippi back on the line now. Are you there?
Hello. Hi, Bobby. This is Romy. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. What can I do for you? What do you want to talk about?
Well, last time I think I had called, spoken to Maureen, and she had told me that, you know, I had asked about my financial situations, and she had told me about 7 months, you know, you'll be seeing some, I think, you know, some, like, guidelines. Now I'm trying to do trying to get my license for real estate agent. Mm-hmm. And my question was, like, you know, what do you foresee on that front for me? And how would that go for me? You know, and how soon do you think things are going to brighten up for me?
How soon things are going to lighten up for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, financially.
Right, okay. Well, things will start to roll a little bit, not too soon after you get your license. I think the real estate license, I know that you're kind of, it doesn't seem like there's 100% passion into this. I think it's something for you to do, and I think that you would be very good at it. But I'm not sure that I necessarily see you retiring from this. You know what I mean? Like again, we can have a gift for something. We can certainly do something well, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's with our vibration, something that's really going to propel us forward. You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And so I don't think you should steer away from it. I think it's an obvious path that when you're doing what it is that you're doing, it helps move you forward into what it is that maybe you're supposed to be doing, or something that leads more to the type of passion it is that you want to get into. So having said all of that, I think the real estate license, I don't think you're going to have any problem with it. I think that you're a very smart individual. You put your mind on something. I think I'm going to do this. And then you do it. You get it. Go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. So you're not going to have any issues with that. It's going to take however long it takes. I don't know how long it takes to get a real estate license. In other words, when you have to file and how long and how many people that has to go through before it comes back to you, that kind of thing. It's going to take that long. I don't see anything holding it up, if you see it. So if it normally takes a month to get your license, you'll get it in a month. If it takes a couple of weeks, you'll get it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think it takes around 2 months to do the course and get the license. But my main question is, like, you know, once I get the license, like, how soon do you think I'll be in business and start making money?
So that's where we were leading up to next. And I think it'll be just a little bit. You know, you have to make your splash. You have to get out there. You have to do what it is you're going to do. But I only see it taking maybe another month and a half, couple of months, not even that long, I think, before you start to get your first prospect. And then it really starts to fold up. And then you start getting another one and another one. So it's not going to take any longer than, I would say, you probably get your first bite within a couple of weeks. And then after that, it's going to take probably a month or so. And I think you'll have a steady, it'll be slow, steady. In other words, I wouldn't expect this to all of a sudden bring you a windfall. Not that it couldn't develop into that, but I'm just talking about expectations just breaking right into it at first. Do you see what I mean? Like, it'll be a slow trickle, but it'll be enough to keep you interested and enough to keep you driven to continue to do more.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So it looks
good. Thank you so much.
I think this is a good path for you. You know, again, it's often
leads
us to
down. Right now, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about it. So
good for you.
And and the company which I'm trying to join is the second, I think, UN in US. So I'm
pretty excited. The thing I just picked up about that, listen to them. They know what they're doing. They have, it feels like they have tools or the elements. If you do A, B, C, and D, you can't help but be successful. And I don't know what company we're talking about, but it just feels like they really have their act together and they have the formula. And so follow it, listen to it, and I think you'll be, you know, you'll do really well on that.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks.
And thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Brenda's going to take Julie's question. We have Julie, our favorite, one of our favorites. I can't call her the favorite because then it puts everybody else off kilter, you know. But Julie, our favorite. The question for,
you're bad.
For you, Brenda.
Bad, Bobby.
From our chat room. Did you want me to read it to you, Lady Brenda? I know you have
I've got it. Her question is, do I have a description of the kind of work that she will be doing? Let's take a little peek here. Okay, Julie. The first thing I see is, I do see finances around it, but I also see you'll be working with people. Definitely a job interacting with people. You're a people person. It's not in the public eye, but it is an, with an interaction. So it could be either marketing, some sales. I also see some leadership ability around you. So you're going to be able to use some of your past skills in leadership for a job that is coming up. And, you know, it comes up fairly soon. I'm seeing that there's going to be, you know, within 10 days, the opportunity it opens up and reveals itself. And I definitely am seeing 10 days. You're going to have to travel a little to go to the interview, and there'll be more than one interview. Be honest and be open. And I feel they're looking for somebody who has like a lot of multiple talents. And I believe that you're more than qualified. But I do believe it is working with some finances. That's what I see. Let's see what else. I don't see you going back to the old work that you were doing. This feels like you're a little bit in uncharted territories, but even though it is a challenge, it looks like it's going to be something that you can more than handle. And that's that.
And that's that.
Yes.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Are we waiting for people?
Yeah, I think we are. I think
call in.
Somebody call them. Our phone lines are free.
Surprise themselves of fine things being offered here.
Our telephone number is 724-444-4851 for those of you who would like to call in and get a reading from, yes, like Lady Brenda said, one of our fabulous psychics.
Absolutely. So, you know.
Yes.
You know what? I have a question to ask you, the dark forces. Since
you have a question to ask me? Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever had any type of haunting or negative stuff come your way in a house you're living in?
So moving on with the show, thank you everyone for showing up tonight. I appreciate it. And also...
Oh, boy, he's
funny.
He tap danced.
He's a funny guy.
Oh, funny man. No, I haven't. I really have not. And if I did, it was something I didn't pay attention to or think, oh my gosh, it's a dark negative force or anything. The only experience that I've had with little demonic demon kind of guys and golem-looking creatures was, as I said, when I was doing the television show. It was the first I'd actually seen anything like that. Now, that's not to say that... I have actually had, so I've got a really good friend of mine whose son sees colors and sees things. And one time he had told his mom, tell Bobby to protect himself because he has darker energies around him right now. And I think I wasn't feeling well, or if it was a rough couple of days or something like that. But I didn't attribute it to dark energies. I didn't say, oh my God, I really need to protect myself. I just went through what I went through. I would never have known because that isn't where my thought process goes. But yet, I've heard that some people see them like you would around, you know, when you have a light energy in from any one of us, and sometimes you can see a dark force around it that may be trying to get in or waiting for that opportune moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that, but otherwise, no, I can't say that I have.
Golem. Well, maybe tonight I'll come over and give you some.
Yeah, do you have any that you'd like to offer up? Or?
Yeah. Oh, no, we would never do that to you.
I would offer a tall, dark, and handsome friend to me. Introduce you to.
No, so that would be okay. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
and no stick in the mud.
That's right.
Like no, that. Definitely.
That was so.
Forgot the well-heeled part.
Well, you know, I have something to say. You know, I think people should really pay attention and look or feel and look beyond appearances. And Ted Bundy is a good one, because if that was me, and you know how he looked so wonderful, everybody knows who he is, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you know, if you think about it, he was good looking, you know, for that time period, whatever it was. You know, he had a nice looking face, and so many times where I feel for me, if I was, or Brenda, Steve and Bobby, maybe you can relate to this, but for me, or Brenda, you're the woman. For me, if I would have come across someone like that, I could feel it. I don't care if you drove a Mercedes either.
Absolutely. And you can feel it from them.
You can feel it, and it's really, and you really need to trust it, because it doesn't really matter. People do not pay attention. They don't look beyond appearances, and that can be very disturbing. So everybody, because it's about how we are conditioned, it doesn't matter what kind of car or anything. If you're feeling something inside yourself, pay attention. And if you're wrong, so what?
And sometimes women aren't, because they're insecure and they're overwhelmed by that charm.
Exactly.
Like my sister was kidnapped and held hostage.
What?
And she met him at this backstage party for a band that we shall not say on the air. But I took one look at the guy and I said, you know what? Stay away from that guy. There's something weird about him, because he kept trying to crash the backstage, you know? And then it ended up that he ended up kidnapping her.
Wow.
It was wild, but he had an energy. You could feel it.
It's a dark energy. It is.
And it's like icky.
It's a lower vibration.
I've felt that, even from people who have said that they were doing the work. I had an investigation. I think it was for John Wayne Gacy, and we were in this particular house, and this guy was that they brought in. I had just met him, but with some paranormal group, but he was going to draw forth the negative energies so that to make stuff happen. And it told you so much, because first he didn't want to protect anybody. So he starts off his little thing and says, I'm not going to do the whole protection thing. I'm just going to leave that up to each individual to do, right? And then he didn't want me a part of his circle. What's that?
You could see through him.
Totally. And he, you know, that's why the energies didn't match up, because of all of that. So, I mean, what does that tell you? When the guy doesn't even want to bring you into his circle or anything that's going on, and I couldn't handle it. So I'm putting up my own protection, and then it was probably about 10 minutes into it, he had to stop, because he's like, I don't know what's going on here, but this isn't working out like I want it to and stuff. And I'm like, I know damn well why it's not working out. You know, dillwad, it's because I won't let you while you're doing it. You know what I mean? So I know there's dark forces there, and my sense, or gosh, I don't want to call it chivalry, but the protection mode came out. You know what I mean? Like, I just knew this guy, and I have to hold him off. Do you see what I mean? But otherwise, you know,
and you make a choice to do so. That's it.
Yes,
choices.
You must have felt a lot of that. As a policeman, right?
You know, crazy people and such. Yeah, I really resonate with what you were talking about when you had said earlier that homeless people or some people like that who are bantering to themselves. I've seen it two ways. I've seen angels sitting with them, and I've seen, you know, other energies out there that just continue to talk to them and drive them.
Or if
crazy.
They're like overwhelmed by drugs, like they're walking the street and they're like crackheads or something.
Yeah. And death, of course, I was, you know, not knowing it at the time, but death around a lot of death and certain feelings. Of course, I didn't do what I do now, but there's a feeling that I can recall very vividly as to the person left in the room, or if there were darker forces involved in that or whatever. So, yeah, you do. You run into it a lot, or I did anyway. Yeah.
I think, Bobby, you made a really good point about protecting yourself and not allowing the negative energy to actually take over. I was always taught that the way to approach it is to assert our strength. So when we're strong and we're clearly in control of ourselves and we're getting the right type of assertiveness, we're getting that right, then it strengthens our field of protection. They say, you know, when you go and deal with a negative energy, if you go and deal with a poltergeist, for example, you have to be very clear with it that you are stronger, that you can't be defeated, that you are of God, etc. So I thought that your point about being strong and clearly showing that we won't allow anything to mistreat us is a brilliant point for everybody that wants to make sure that they're protected from darker forces.
And it doesn't take a lot, does it? I mean, you don't. I know that there's a lot of incantations and spells and prayers and things that you can do, but really it's that intent. And if reciting those brings up that energy, I think that's great. But it takes 10 seconds for you to stand there in love and light and God and protection and just say, this is simply unacceptable. It will not happen. It's not going to happen. And that's it, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's also, again, going back to law of affinity, if we're allowing people to walk over us in life, if we're not standing up for ourselves in life and being assertive, then that's what resonating, and we can attract that from the spirit world as well, or from the astral realm. Whereas if we're strong and assertive, balanced and respecting ourselves, then we don't have to magnetize that kind of discord.
Absolutely. I think it's like a mirror, isn't it? Your life down here is a mirror as to what you're attracting here. You're going to attract the same type of things on the other side.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good point. Thanks, Steve. So we're going to start winding down the show here pretty soon if we don't get another phone call. Maureen or Brenda, did you have anything else to say about, you know, darker energies? Or actually, who's got who has the show next week?
I do.
Brenda, mm-hmm. What are we doing next week?
It's Psychic Dreams.
Oh, cool.
Psychic Dreams with Andrew Paquette. And he did a series of dream journals, and they're incredibly accurate stuff. So, and it's about dreaming true.
That's awesome. Is it is it lucid, like being able to control dreams in a sense? Or
partly, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lucid dreaming, a little bit. Sounds interesting. Lucid dreaming. It sounds interesting. I can't wait.
Psychic Dreams.
That's going to be fun. And what's the guest?
Yeah. Andrew Paquette.
Nice. That should be a lot of fun. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm waiting for the official word for us to start closing down the show. If there's any last thoughts or anything that we have about darker forces, remember everyone that listening to this, if you did miss part of the show, any of the show, all of the show, you can always catch us on our archive link. If you just go to psychicaccesstalkradio.com, and you'll be able to hit the archive tab, and you can pull up our past shows. There's so many there that you can pull up, including tonight's show as well. So be sure to click on that tab. And again, you know, we rely on word of mouth. And if you love the show, we would love for you to kind of pass that on and give us a shout out, as you will, so that people can come and join us on the Thursday night shows. So any final thoughts from anyone?
Bless your hearts. Good night. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Yeah, we can't forget our awesome producer, Doug.
Very well. All right. Thank you so much, Doug. And it's great being a part of this team with you guys. I've really enjoyed all of our times here together, and appreciate you inviting me into the circle. And I hope we continue for a long time from now.
You were just lucky, Bobby.
And we missed you. We missed you, boys. Even though Rez is still in there, we had Rez with us last week, but we did miss you, boys.
Did she do as great as I think she probably did?
She's lovely. Yeah, she hasn't been back. It was nice.
I thought you were going to say, did she do as great as me?
Maybe I was thinking that or something. You were picking up telepathically the message underneath it.
We needed male energy.
We had girl power last week, but we missed you, boys.
Please, Steve, I know she wasn't, so I didn't. No, lovely. I love Rosemarie. I've never met her, never really talked to her except for in here, but you can just tell her energy's awesome. So I'm sure
she's
it was
got
a
very sexy
show.
Voice as well.
Is it?
Very sexy.
Yeah. Oh, I need to call her now.
Bobby, just like
oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the show here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. We'll see you here next Thursday evening. Meanwhile, have an awesome week, and we'll see you here next time.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.